Welcome to the Limestone Channel.
Welcome to the podcast Kalkstenskanalen, eller ja,
the Limestone Channel.
As we say in English, because this is a special episode in English. The Limestone Channel is a podcast about culture, about art, and about world heritage in Southern Ireland. On Southern Ireland?
Yes.
On or in?
I don't know, actually. On Southern Ireland.
Ireland. My name is Pia-Lena Björnlund, and I work as an art and culture coordinator in Mörbylånga municipality.
And my name is Emma Ridnier, and I work as a World Heritage Coordinator for the agricultural landscape of Southern Ireland, also at Mörbylånga municipality. So I work together with Pia-Lena.
Lyssna på Kalkstenskanalen!
It's Monday morning.
Yes.
It's a little bit cloudy.
Yes.
And we are sitting outside looking out over Myckelmossen.
Yeah, the Grand Lake.
It's not so grand.
And it's not a good translation, but that's actually what Myckelmossen means. And we are in the middle of the World Heritage Site, the agricultural landscape of Southern Ireland, and we are out on the Great Alvar. We have some cows over there. Do you see them?
I can see them, and I hoped we could hear them. But I can't see any birds.
And if anyone wonders why we are speaking English today, because normally we speak Swedish in this podcast, it's because in September 2026, the agricultural landscape, together with the naval port of Karlskrona, will host a Nordic meeting for World Heritage. And that's why we're speaking English, or trying to speak English.
Try to speak English.
Yes. The Nordic World Heritage Association is a network with all the World Heritage sites in the Nordic countries, and it feels like a really important network. It's a really good thing to work together with our neighbors, I think.
Yeah, we like them.
We like the Nordic countries very much, most of the time, yes.
So what's a World Heritage?
It's designated from UNESCO, and that's a UN organization that works with education, culture, communication and science. They have this World Heritage list with very unique places all across our planet Earth. A World Heritage, it's not a place that needs to be very beautiful, but it's important. I usually say that the World Heritage Site is like the UNESCO book of history of the planet Earth and the history of humans. And every World Heritage Site is like a chapter in that book. So it's very important that we tell the stories about the World Heritage Sites as well. And that's why we have an idea today.
Yeah.
We are going to travel across Sweden from north to south and make very short stops at the 15 World Heritage Sites.
The goal here today is 15 sites in 15 minutes.
Yes, that sounds like a nice idea.
Give or take.
Maybe we should have made one episode about all the World Heritage Sites in the Nordic countries, but that's too much for us right now. So we're satisfied with the 15 ones in Sweden. Mm.
Good enough. We will start in the north, as you said, and this is a place where the nature is both dramatic and very, very beautiful.
Yeah, so if we go to the northern part of Sweden, we have the World Heritage Site Laponia. And Laponia is the only World Heritage Site in Sweden that's recognized for both its natural and cultural values. And you find traces from the planet Earth's early history, but also of the people who lived here for thousands of years. For a long time, reindeer have been central to life in this area, so you could actually say that this is a story about the Sami people. And it's an incredible, beautiful landscape as well. So if you go to Laponia, go hiking and really experience this landscape.
But it's very large, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, it is.
What if you get lost?
if you get lost in it, you will still have a very beautiful hike. But maybe it will last forever, you know.
Oh, we will die happy.
Maybe it's better that we stay here. The Great Alvar is not so great. You can't walk forever here, at least.
But there have been reindeers here
on the Alvar, yes. Yeah. In 1964, the farmers tried to have reindeer on the Alvar as well. But it didn't work out very well.
That's what we have in common with Laponia. So that's one. Next stop stretches across countries.
Yeah, it's a transnational World Heritage Site, and it's called the Struve Geodetic Arc, and it's one of two transnational World Heritage Sites in Sweden, stretching from Hammerfest, you know, in the northern part of Norway, and all the way to the Black Sea. In the 19th century, scientists worked together to find out the shape and the size of our planet. That's really cool, isn't it?
Wow.
And they got it pretty right, even if they didn't use Google Maps at all. And we have four of the measurement points in with World Heritage status in the northern part of Sweden. Do you want some coffee?
Yes, please.
We always have to have coffee. So I don't have any milk, I'm sorry.
I don't have milk in my coffee.
Okay, let's go drink it back.
We have 13 more sites to go. I just sipped some coffee.
No hurry, yes, 13 sites left.
Church town.
Yes, close to Luleå, you will find the best preserved church town in the world. A church town is like a group of small houses where people stayed when they traveled long distances to attend the church. In 2026, this year, Gammelstad Church Town celebrates 30 years as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So congratulations, Gammelstad.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Wee! Applause! Yay!
Kuuntelet nyt Kalkkikivi-radiokanavaa.
We will move a little bit south to a shared World Heritage Site between Sweden and Finland.
Yes, we have the High Coast and the Kvarken Archipelago.
Such a beautiful name, Kvarken Archipelago.
I think it is. We have to go there. The High Coast and the Kvarken Archipelago are perfect places to see how the land is still rising after the Ice Age. 20,000 years ago, thick ice covered the area up to 3 kilometers deep.
That's wild.
That's wild.
And can you say it's thanks to Kvarken Archipelago that Europe had to enjoy?
Had to enjoy!
Well, it depends. Could enjoy or got to enjoy the amazing experience, music experience last year with Kai and Bastu. That's a comedy music troupe from Finland.
Yes, in Kvarken Archipelago.
Yeah.
So it was really lucky that the ice melted.
Depends on who you ask.
Or maybe not.
If you ask us, yes.
Yes.
Go Kai. Now we will visit Hälsingland, where the farmers went a bit extra. How?
Yeah, we are going to the decorated farmhouses of Hälsingland. Nowhere else in the world did farmers build and decorate such large houses for celebrations. And parties, of course. And around 1,000 Hälsingland farmhouses remain today, but only 7 of them are inscribed on the World Heritage List.
Þú ert að hlusta á rásina kalksteinninn.
So that's 5 sites and there are 10 more to go. And now we're going to Falun.
Yeah, and Falun. In the 17th century, the Falun mine was Sweden's largest and most modern workplace. That's something, isn't it?
Hmm.
And at one point, Falun produced about 70% of all copper in Europe.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Have you visited Falun, Pia-Lena?
No.
I have to admit, I never visited Falun either. So if you are listening now, Kristina is the World Heritage Coordinator in Falun. I'm sorry, and I will come, and I will visit you soon. I hope that's okay.
From copper to iron.
And we are going to Engelsberg Ironworks. And Engelsberg Ironworks was once one of the most modern ironworks in the world, and today it's the best preserved of its kind in Sweden. Old, but in very good shape. Located in central Sweden, Västmanland County.
Did you know that, of course you did, Emma, but the people who listen, did you who listen know that there are three World Heritage Sites close to Stockholm? And we will start by jumping back in time.
To the Viking Age.
To the Viking Age.
And we are going to Birka and Hovgården. And it tells the story about the Viking Age and trade routes from Hovgården. Viking kings ruled Birka and the waterways. Actually, Pia-Lena, think of it as a busy Viking trading town with people coming from many different places.
I try to see it, no? We move on from the Vikings to the kings and queens.
And we are going to the royal domain of Drottningholm. And that's Sweden's first World Heritage Site. And it's the best example of an 18th century royal residence in Sweden. And, Pia-Lena, it's still the home to the king and the queen.
Yes, it is. They don't use all the rooms in the castle.
I don't know.
No, they don't, because you can visit. You can't knock on their door and ask for a cup of coffee, but you can visit parts of the castle and the park.
But we also have to mention that the king and the queen of Sweden have a summer house.
On Öland.
Of course.
Solliden, close to Borgholm. And there you cannot go into the castle. You can only visit the park. I said there were three places in Stockholm. So the third site, which is that?
Skogskyrkogården, a cemetery so well designed it became a UNESCO celebrity. It's one of Northern Europe's most popular cemeteries. Sorry. At least by number of burials. Mm. It was designed to be open to everyone, and the central concept in its design is life, death and life.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's so beautiful.
Okay, so let's leave Stockholm behind with the Vikings, the kings and queens in their royal palace and the very popular cemetery, and head to the west coast of Sweden.
Yes, we are going to the rock carvings in Tanum. And the rock carvings of the Bronze Age give us a look at life thousands of years ago. They also tell the story of one of Europe's earliest trade networks, 2,000 years before the Viking headed out on their adventures.
Can you think of Tanum as an Instagram of the Bronze Age?
Yeah, you can do that, but they don't have any filters.
No. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
we like filters.
take a jump into the Baltic Sea to Sweden's largest island, Gotland.
Yeah, because that's not Öland.
No.
So the largest island and the Hanseatic town of Visby. Visby is a fantastic example of a walled Hanseatic town in Northern Europe from the early 13th century. The World Heritage Site is not just the ring wall and the ruins, but also the living town within. I lived in Visby many years ago, and it's a place that you always want to go back to. And trust me, the nightlife also feels very medieval in Visby today.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know if it's good or bad, but when you're 20, it's very fun.
Velkommen til Kalkstenskanalen.
That was 12 World Heritage Sites. Three more to go. Where are we?
Are going to Grimeton radio station. And it's in Varberg. And the radio station shows early wireless technology. Because we always need to communicate, the station has never stopped working and is still an active communication site today. And yes, after more than 100 years, it still works. Not like my laptop that crashes after one update or something like that. So go Grimeton.
Go Grimeton. Back in the days when they knew how to create stuff that lasted. Now we will jump back into the Baltic Sea again. And celebrate the farmers.
Yes, on the island of Öland. Where we are sitting right now.
Yes.
The agricultural landscape of southern Öland. 6,000 years of farming and still going strong. It's the grazing animals on the Great Alvar and in the coastlands, the farmers cultivating the fields, and the people living in the villages all help to take care of this unique landscape we have here on southern Öland.
And if you're hungry, this is one of the best World Heritage sites to visit, especially if you like
brown beans.
Brown beans. I can't see any from where we are sitting.
No, we are just seeing the cows right now.
We are almost at the finish line now. In the southeast part of Sweden, we have the fantastic
naval port of Karlskrona.
Karlskrona!
Karlskrona was built in the 17th century as a grand vision of a Swedish king, and it's still an active naval city today with wide streets, large squares, and big ambitions. I think that we need to have a rating from Karlskrona because we are making this Nordic World Heritage Association conference together. Elena is the World Heritage Coordinator in Karlskrona, and she's really, really good to work with. She's the best, actually.
Oh, what a love story.
So, Elena, can you please say something?
Hi, everybody. My name is Elena Peverada, and I am the World Heritage Coordinator for the Naval Port of Karlskrona. Together with Emma, I hope all our guests are having a wonderful stay and enjoying the opportunity to experience two unique World Heritage sites. Most of all, we hope this conference brings valuable conversations, new friendship, and lasting connections that will inspire future collaboration across the Nordic region.
We have visited 15 World Heritage sites in about 15 minutes. From ancient landscapes to Viking trade, popular cemetery to hardworking farmers and a naval city. How many of these places have you visited?
Write a comment.
If you haven't seen them yet, which I haven't, don't worry. Sweden isn't going anywhere, even though some parts are still rising after the Ice Age.
And next year's meeting of the Nordic World Heritage Association will be held in Norway in the municipality of Raros. So here is a short greeting from our colleague Odd Sletten.
Hör på Kalkstenskanalen and welcome to Røros in 2027 on the Nordic World Heritage Conference.
Heja Norge!
Heja Norge! Thank you for listening to Kalkstenskanalen. Kalkstenskanalen. Thank you for listening to Kalkstenskanalen or the Limestone Channel, and we hope you will continue to follow us, even though, well, all our other episodes are in Swedish. Our podcast releases a new episode every month.
Yes. Once again, welcome to Sweden and our fantastic World Heritage sites.
Thank you.
Thank you.